Welcome to the Visualize Meditation Podcast, hosted by your friend, Sasha Patil, a certified meditation teacher and visualization enthusiast. The first step to creating your dream life is to create a clear and exciting vision for what you desire. The vision will inspire you to take action and manifest this life for yourself. I'll be guiding you through visualization meditations that inspire you to get clear on your deepest desires. Get ready to turn your vision into a reality. Hi, friends. Welcome back to the Visualize Meditations podcast. It's me, your friend, Sasha. Hi, how's it going? It's been a while. Today's visualization meditation is around walking through your dream home space. In a previous episode, I mentioned that my boyfriend and I are looking at getting into a new space once our lease is up. And for me, I am all about the aesthetics. For me, it's really, really important that everything in the space is beautiful and feels like home. And when I walk through it, it just lights me up and sparks me with joy. So today's visualization meditation will actually be around walking through that dream space and visualizing what it looks like so clearly, like creating the Pinterest board in your mind. And I don't know about you, but I'm going crazy with the Pinterest, especially like designing and dreaming up this home space for me and my boyfriend, going crazy with the pins. But that's what we're going to do. We're going to create a Pinterest board in your mind, and then we're going to drop you into it, and you're going to walk around and actually be in your little mental Pinterest board. So without further ado, let's get into the meditation. You can find yourself in a comfortable seated position with your eyes gently and safely closed. Start this practice with some deep cleansing breaths. It's normal for thoughts, sensations, emotions to arise during meditation. It's actually a sign of stress release. And if these come up for you in meditation, you can simply let it pass without any judgment and bring yourself back to the meditation. Drop yourself into the outside of your home. Visualize yourself opening the door to your home and walking through your space. What does it feel like to walk through your space immediately and to be overwhelmed with this sense of home? Take yourself on a tour of your space. Get really, really clear about what everything looks like, about what everything feels like. What's in your space? Who's in your space? What does it feel like? What does it look like? Develop a really, really clear picture. visualize living your day-to-day life in this home space. What does it look like to live your everyday life in this home? Visualize it, picture it very clearly. What does being in this home actually feel like for you? Allow that feeling to fill you up and to radiate out of you. Keep doubling that feeling. Allow it to intensify. Continue to sit in this feeling. You can keep your eyes closed and gently bring some movement back into the body. Allow your heart to fill with gratitude and excitement for this home space. And when you are ready, you can gently open your eyes. I hope that meditation was super helpful for you. I hope you really dreamed up your home space and you dropped yourself into it. As always, there is no point in doing this and doing the visualization without actually taking action. So I highly encourage you to always tap into the state where you're visualizing whatever you want in your life, and then you take some sort of action step in this state so that you can actually go towards what you want. Because sure, you can dream and you can have ideas, but the difference between people who talk the talk and walk the walk are the people who take the action. So what are you going to be doing right now to take one step towards that visualization that you just did? Here on the Visualize Meditations podcast, at the end of every episode, I like to do a little reflection from the We're Not Really Strangers self-love pack. So I have a little stack of the cards here, and I'm going to pick the card off the top and do a little reflection for you guys so you guys get to know me better. And I'd love to hear your answers as well. So I'm pulling a level one past card. And the question is, how would you have raised yourself? Oh my God, that's a deep question. How would you have raised yourself? I think my parents did a pretty good job at raising me. I don't know if I would have done anything differently. the thing about how my parents raised me is that they were complete opposites. So one parent would do one thing and the other parent would completely have the opposite reaction and do the opposite thing. And it really, they balanced each other out quite well. Not always in the healthiest of ways. It didn't always come out in the healthiest of ways. But I think the only thing I would have changed about how I was raised was the peacefulness of the household. So the situation I was raised in, there was addiction in the family, and coming home, I really never knew what I was walking into. And it ended up turning into a blessing later on because it gave me self-awareness and ability to read a room very, very well. As soon as I walk into a room, I kind of know what's going on just energetically. But I think being able to grow up in a peaceful, happy household definitely would have helped a lot. But on the other hand, with the situation I grew up in, I learned a lot and it passed on a lot of skills to me. Like, it passed on a lot of things that hurt me as a character and I have to learn from and grow from. But at the same time, it did pass on a lot of amazing gifts that I have now. So I don't know if I would change anything, but the one thing I would change is just a more peaceful household, really. All right, guys, we will see you next week on the Visualize Meditations podcast. Please do not forget to give us a follow, leave us a review, all of the good things. I'm really, really excited. And we'll see you next week. Bye.
I hope this episode inspired you to take your vision and turn it into your reality. If you did enjoy it, please share it with your loved ones, leave a review, and don't forget to follow us on Instagram @livingyourvision. We will see you next time on the Visualize Meditations podcast.